As promised, I have a guest calling in, Shauna Mudson. I believe he's been with us at least once before, but Superior Citrus is the name of your farm, Sean. And thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we've talked a lot about CSAs on this radio station, and I hope listeners know what they are, community-supported agriculture, where you get your share of what's growing every week in exchange for a fixed price for a seasonal share. And I have, you know, one of the things we've always decried is the short growing season on the North Shore.
Yeah.
So hearing about a way that you have learned to extend the season and give us access to local produce well beyond what nature seems to allow is really inspiring to me. So I'm really excited to hear about how you came to be able to do this and what's your setup. Maybe we should start with that.
Yeah, sure. So we are offering CSAs right now, and then we'll have, so we do it quarterly. So we're a month into this quarter, and then we'll have them again in the beginning of January. So people can still sign up for that. We have a large greenhouse that's about 5 foot underground. And then obviously we do have like supplemental heat, and then we have a low grade geothermal system. So with that, we definitely keeping it warm in there, and we're still growing things. Yeah, things just keep growing. I would say the most of the, like the lettuce and stuff actually grows better because it's a little bit cooler now. But yeah.
And would you say it's underground, meaning the roof is still open to the sky, but it's bare, like it's a hole in the ground where the stuff actually grows?
Yeah, pretty much. So we're about 5 feet into the ground, so almost kind of like a basement dish. But yeah, we're 5 feet into the ground, but the top of the greenhouse is about 13 feet. So depending, you know, there is a little bit of a slant and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we do have about like a 14 foot, not open, but there's a Lexon covered area. So there's plenty of light that comes in. We're still getting a lot of sun and things like that in there. And it really heats it up during the day and helps out saving that heat during the night as well. So
yeah. How long have you had this set up?
We had it since last winter. We didn't have any heat in it last winter, so we didn't really get started until this May when we started installing our aquaponics system. So basically from May until now, we've had it set up where we're growing things inside.
Yeah, so tell us about, do you have fish and lettuce happening?
We have all kinds of lettuces. We have several different types of lettuce, and then we have kale, Swiss chard, watercress, arugula, just pretty much anything we can think of that can go into the raft system. So there's a large 90-foot by 4-foot system where everything is just floating in rafts. And that's where most of the lettuce and things like that grow. And then we also have like planters and things like that where we have tomatoes, eggplant, citrus fruit, bananas, and things like that all growing on their own as well. So it's
wow.
Definitely something to see. So.
Well, I have to say, I mean, you say it so calmly, but I mean, it's got to sound to some listeners like you're speaking language of another planet. Like, how are these things growing? I mean, you say you have geothermal heat. So, like, what temperature is it in there? And do you have to somehow supplement sun in the winter since there's so little sun? Or how does that work?
Yep. It's a low-grade geothermal system. So with most geothermals that you see around here, they'll actually pump like a fluid into the ground, and they use the heat from that fluid, where ours, we're just pumping air into the ground. So it doesn't take, we're not using as much energy to collect it, but we're also not getting that much energy out. But it does keep it around 55, 60 degree air that's kind of coming through there right now. But we do have a supplemental heater as well. During the day, we don't have any problems. As soon as any sun gets out, we're, you know, it's jumping into the 70s, 80s. And most days, we actually have to open up the vents and stuff like that because we'll still hit close to 90, especially like today. It's supposed to be sunny. It'll definitely get close to 90 or 100 if we don't have all the venting and things like that open up to let some of that hot air out. But then overnight, yeah, we do have the geothermal running and then like a supplemental heater that'll keep it around 65, 70 degrees all day or all night, I guess. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And what was it like? Like, was digging this thing out sort of like building a basement in a house? Like that sounds like an enormous amount of effort.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So yeah, they, you know, big excavators and things like that. And then we had some problems with our original design because the walls caved in on us once. So then we went with a poured concrete wall. So that also provides some, you know, insulation that way as well. You got the poured concrete and the forms and the foam and stuff like that. So that gives additional insulation. So that helps us out as well, too. So
okay. And what originally inspired you to take it to this level?
I guess during COVID, you know, I had a lot of time to kind of look around and see things, and saw a gentleman that was in Nebraska that's actually where we bought the greenhouse kit from. But it's called Greenhouses in the Snow, and he's had all these citrus trees, fig trees, all kinds of things like that you would never think would be growing in the, you know, middle of winter and things like that. And it just kind of inspired me, especially when, you know, all the disruption to the food supply and things like that. If we could have something around here where we could get, you know, food to people that's consistent and things like that, and wouldn't be any disruption to the supply chain. And so we said, hey, let's try that.
Yeah.
That was what we decided to go with.
It's really fun to hear about this. Tell us what you offer with your CSA. I believe you do weekly drop-offs, but also have people can just order things specifically, and you even do some delivering. So tell us that. And first, let's start with a repeat of who you are and how to get a hold of you, because I'm sure there are listeners that are maybe going to write down the phone number.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Sean Amundson. I'm with Superior Citrus. You can find us at superiorcitrus.com. You can also call us at 218-409-9957. Again, 409-9957. And there, so online, we do have our CSAs. Like I said, we're about a month into this quarter as we do ours quarterly. So we do change the price as we go in. So usually it's for a full share CSA, it's $400 for a quarter. Right now it's down to $280 just because you've missed about a month of the thing. And then we also have half shares, and that I believe the price right now is at $140. So it's still a good deal for half shares. You're looking at, you know, it kind of works out to about $15 a week. For full shares, about $30 a week.
And tell us what you offer for that. Like what kind of vegetables people will get?
Sure. Yeah, they're going to get definitely a lot of lettuce because that's what grows the best for us. So, you know, like this week for our half shares, we had a couple bags of lettuce, kale, Swiss chard, watercress, and arugula, some jalapenos, some tomatoes. I'm trying to think of another. Oh, and also they had some duck eggs, like a six-pack of duck eggs as well. So, and then our full share was almost pretty much double all that. So they had a full dozen duck eggs, and then more lettuce, tomatoes, and things like that. So.
Hmm.
Oh, and then we also had, microgreens. I know I always forget what's in there just because there's quite a few different things. But we had, like, radish microgreens and black oil sunflower microgreens, too, so which have been pretty popular all summer at the farmer's market. So we do try to get, we try to switch that up to the microgreens since they grow so quickly. We usually have, you know, kind of switch that up every week, trying to get you something different so you get different flavors and like that.
Right. How have you found, are there a lot of people interested? Are you bordering on full, or are you still looking for people and trying to get the word out about this winter growth?
We're still trying to get the word out, you know, and we still have plenty of spots available for people. We also have, you know, if you don't want to go through the full share, like you had mentioned, we do have a la carte. So if you look online on our website, you can order that way too. If, you know, you just want lettuce, or you just want, you know, tomatoes or things like that, we'll list what we'll have available that next week, and then you can purchase it online. And then our pickup dates for Two Harbors are on Thursdays. It's over at Anderson's Greenhouse. I believe it's 6 to 7 is the pickup time. Otherwise, we do delivery within the city limits. So that's an option too that you can select at checkout, and we can, after our drop-off time, then we'll go and drop off at people's houses. So,
wow. And this is, it sounds like you've been in business for maybe a little less than a year, and I think we'll just have to really follow and see how it's going.
Yeah.
Is this you on your own, or how many people are involved in this?
It's myself and then the rest of my family, my wife, and I have two kids as well. So we're all chipping in and trying to get things done and making sure that we're keeping everything up.
Yeah. Well, it's been really fun to talk with you, Sean. I just love how you say all these things as if it's just so easy. And I know it's not easy. I think you're on the cutting edge of something new. And I have a lot of hope that once we get used to the idea of having local produce year round, you know, there'll definitely be more than enough shares for you to take on. And you know, I would love to, I have a feeling that I'm not alone, like to see this. Is this something you can walk into? Like it's a big area.
Yeah, it's pretty big. We generally don't do a lot of tours, but yeah, if somebody calls ahead of time, and we could certainly do something, at least give them a kind of look through and kind of things like that. So.
Right. Well, I'm sure you're plenty busy and don't need to be given a lot of tours, but someday I think it would be really fun to see. And give us one more time your contact information so people can get a hold of you.
Sure. Yeah, you can find us online at www.superiorcitrus.com. And then again, our phone number is, I don't call it very often, 218-409-9957. And so either way, you can get a hold of us, and again, online, you can see what we have available and certainly purchase it that way as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sean, for being with us. And I will certainly contact you again at some point to follow up from this interview. I think we'll be really interested to see how it's going. So thanks again, and until next time.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Bye-bye. That was Sean Amundsen with Superior Citrus. What an interesting interview.